Blog Talk Radio.
I feel just like a kite, but one without a string, one that is floating around. I don't know what tomorrow will bring. I feel just like a bird, but one without a home, one that is floating over endless oceans, empty horizons, no rest in sight. What does it mean when you say you want to be free? Free to sing, free to dance, free to let someone take a glance in a world that's free of me. Then you say you're moving on. Then you say I've got other plans. Oh, 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 girl, oh, you're moving in the wrong direction. Moving in the wrong direction, yeah. You're moving in the wrong direction. So far away from me. You're moving in the wrong direction. Moving in the wrong direction, yeah. You're moving in the wrong direction. So far away from me.
You see, everybody is directing their own steps, and the outcome is something horrible.
a monstrosity. As in the case of a young boy today, 15-year-old, go to school and kill people just because he felt like doing it. And all of that injured 8 more. It's called moving in the wrong direction, leaning to your own understanding. Praise God, praise Yah, I-L-O-M, said there is a right direction you have to move within. Parameters and confines and codifications in order to get the best out of life. So you don't skip to school and as a 15-year-old and go to shooting people randomly. You don't be like some of these Congress people who like to name, call, belittle, and insult, as in the case of Bobbitt. Talk about her fellow congressmen saying they're black, evil-hearted women. It seems to me in that case, it's the pot calling the kettle black. But that being said, Sister Yehudi in Cottrell, New York City, and Sister Yehudi of Michigan, and sometimes Imar Dura, it's found that it's imperative and pertinent that you learn to move in the right direction. And praise the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub for leaving the information so we can burn the midnight oil, turn over every leaf, cross every T and dot every I, so we glean all we can within the confines of these studies. That we not only we glean them, but we apply them to our lives so we can help move ourselves in the right direction. You know, never in my wildest imagination as a 15-year-old did I ever imagine going to school and shooting up my classmate. Now, I'm sure a lot of them didn't like me, and I'm sure because I didn't like a lot of them. But nevertheless, I never failed to dispatch their lives away from them, as I were the creator. As you see, yes, we are moving in the wrong direction. And these studies are imperative and pertinent that you learn these studies, you utilize these studies, because therein, you know, the fool says in his heart, there is no Elohim, there is no Yah. And this is a classic example of what's going on the daughter of Babylon. A classic example of them not believing in the Elohim. And they're moving in the wrong direction, and they're directed in ordinary steps in the process. And fellow students, thank you for joining with us, because you want to move in the right direction. No, you don't want to follow Yom Suf. No. Don't follow Yom Suf across the street. You might get run over. But you need to follow I-L-O-M, Yah, the creator, the almighty. I am who I am, and so on and so forth. Because therein lies your solution, your antidotes, your coverage, your protection, your salvation, your redemption, and so on and so forth. It's called moving in the right direction and not leaning to your own understanding. Praise Yah. My soul and everything that is within me, and I suspect you should feel the very same way. But before we get started, let me bring my dear friend on from Detroit, Michigan, Sister Yehudi. Now I bring on Cartrell. Sister Yehudi, may the Most High bless you. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
Shalom, shalom, shalom. How are you tonight?
I'm okay, sister. I'm okay. How you doing?
You know what? Thank you very much, dear friend. I appreciate that. Made me just warm my heart tonight.
Okay. Good. That's what we call good vibrations, sister. Putting out good words. Good vibrations.
Well, this situation, thank you. Yes, it is. Happened in Michigan. Oakland County, young man, 15 years old, was being bullied.
Mm-hmm.
They interviewed a parent, and they interviewed the parent's son, because
right.
She was explaining that her son did not go to school. Because it was circulated in the school that somebody was going to shoot up the school.
Right.
This parent said, we have to stop pushing children aside when they say things. We got to take what they say serious.
You better believe it.
And this is a parent of color is talking.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And she said, no matter where you are, it doesn't matter if you're in the suburbs, why was not there a detector? What do you call it?
I think it's a specialty officer on scene.
Okay, I'm going to get to that. Why did they, but they still should have had a detector? She said, this is her opinion because I'm listening to her, even though an officer was there. Now, I hear, okay, it could have been worse, but it shouldn't have been worse. It shouldn't have been anyway. Three shouldn't have been dead. and eight shouldn't have been wounded. Sure. Even though they went through the drill that they practiced, and I learned something from it, but bullying is a serious thing.
Exactly.
It isn't like when we were growing up. Not to say that people didn't say hurtful things when we were growing up, Young Soo.
They did.
Yeah. But we didn't react this way. We weren't thinking about shooting up a school or blowing up a house.
No.
With these children. So we must take those parents must take it seriously. And it was on the news all day. From the 12 in the afternoon until 7 o'clock. Close to 7 o'clock tonight.
Right.
7 hours covered it.
Right.
And I have so many nephews. One of my nephews is 20 minutes from there. And he was just shaking. He was like, as a parent, it's sad.
Right.
And they alleged that one of his friends was trying to keep him from shooting anybody, stop him, and he shot him.
Something that's
then, then I'll say this right quick. Then the young man asked to speak to the Lord. He turned in the gun peacefully. He didn't, no argument, and then he said, I want a lawyer. And then now searching, allegedly, where he lived.
Right.
So, okay.
Yeah, you know, it's crying shame, Sister Judy. Yeah. I mean, if he was going to go through all that, why didn't he just shoot himself?
Nah.
Too much like right, right?
I know what you mean, huh?
Too much like right, right?
Yeah. Because some of them do, don't they? They just... themselves.
Mm-hmm. Crazy, Sociality. Crazy.
Living in silent times. Go ahead. Mm-hmm.
Certainly. All right, Sociality, let's bring our dear friend and brother on from New York City, Cartrell. Cartrell, may the Most High bless you, brother. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
Bless Yahweh, my soul, and all that's within me. Bless His holy name. All praise to the Holy One, Yisrael, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
Hallelujah.
May the Most High bless you, Sister Yehudi. May the Most High bless you and the family out there. Y'all bless you as well.
Thank you very much, my brother and friend. May He bless you and your family also.
So you're telling me that the bully went to school with a gun and shot people up. I mean, the person that was getting bullied went to school and shot people up because he was being bullied?
Right.
Yes. Yeah.
Good thing Job didn't have an AK-47 with him. He would have been...
Justified.
Why would you
come on. But you know, Kaji, I have to admit, brother, that was funny, but it was true. Joe was being bullied. I mean, horrendously.
The fact that this young man didn't have sound teaching, I mean, it shows that words do have an effect on you. Because what is bullying? Somebody saying something negative about you or
exactly
cracking on you. That should hurt you. They agree you're going to come back and kill them to shut them up. I mean, but that's what goes on in this country because every other month or every month, practically, you hear about these things.
Exactly.
You're talking about it could have been much worse. Come on. Mm-hmm. Why would you talk like that? Three people dying and eight people being shot, and it could have been much worse. Yeah.
But,
all right.
Ooh.
Yeah, tell that to the parents of the children that's dead, okay?
Uh-huh. Oh, my gosh. I'm just went through me just a few minutes ago. Sorry to interrupt. Just, those parents.
For someone to make that asinine statement like that, it's very insensitive of the people that's going through, the eight people that are recuperating, and the three people that's dead. How can you be so insensitive?
It shows you how this country has become so used to these type of events. Oh, that was a light one. It could have been much worse. Yeah, really? How about if that was your three children?
Exactly.
How much worse could it have been for you? Couldn't have been no worse, you losing three children. And whoever lost their three children, it's probably the worst day in their life.
Yes, and never get over it.
For the rest of their life.
You know, this nation was built on blood anyway, on what's the word I'm trying to use? Violence.
Violence.
This nation, yeah.
Bloodshed. Blood calls for blood.
Yeah.
And there's no justice expiated for the blood that has been shed. So it's going to continue until this country falls in bloodshed. But you can see the handwriting on the wall. People are losing their minds. I mean, this is school incidences, then you get the road rage incidences, and then you get the political realm, and they get involved in the political realm.
Right.
Once it gets violent in the political realm, it's a wrap.
Well, it would be like this, Katriel. Sister Yehudi and you, y'all aware I lost a five-year-old son. And for me to mention him, either one of y'all said, well, Yom Suf, it could have been worse. I would take that as an insult. Because that's minimizing. Yeah, it's minimizing what I feel for my child.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
That's but cool. Most I said these people have no regard for who? For the old or the young.
Exactly.
So it's a cold, callous world we're living in, and we shouldn't become cold and callous with it.
Right. Because we don't want to share in their punishment.
Well, you know what, Katriel? It's always good for our oppressors to tell us get over something, but it don't seem like they never get over anything.
Yeah.
And where is all this hatred in their young people coming from? They try to label us a hate group, but we don't go out shooting malls and shooting schools and shooting up shops. That's not in our record. We don't hate y'all that much.
And the same thing about that country, as our youth and our young men and young women have joined forces with the madness also because of a lack of study, a lack of acknowledgement of who they are, the requirements, codification, and so on and so forth. We're following suit. As a matter of fact, we take the lead roles in some of them, as in the case of the LBGTQXYZ trying to get at you and me. They let us be the people that lead the parades. Any parade is a parade of violence in reference to the songs that our young brothers are talking about, rap songs and about shooting each other up, killing each other, and then prostituting our women and treating them any kind of despicable way. We take the lead in some of these endeavors.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you look at the people who are rich amongst us, they ascribe to that lifestyle.
Truth be told.
And our enemies, our oppressors, they promote it. And they make our people who promote that lifestyle rich in the midst of our community. So they can open the door for us to try to walk through that door as if that's the door to prosperity.
Truth be told.
Let me say this right quick. To me, people who are wealthy, not all, but wealthy people to me, and it's now, I'm considering them a byword. Because with all that wealth, what is it? What really are you accomplishing? This is my mindset right now, just listening to you.
That's true. So, you're right. Money ain't good money.
Pattern.
Right.
We can see the pattern in Job. Because Job was a rich man.
Mm-hmm.
And with his wealth, what did he do? He put people to work. He helped the poor. He helped the widows. He helped people in need with his wealth. That's what he did. He threw feed for people.
That's what we should do, country. Yeah.
Right. He said that's what we should do.
Right.
Exactly. That's what held him in high esteem in the eyes of the Most High, because Job knew what to do with his wealth, and he knew what to do without it. In both instances.
Exactly.
When Yah blesses you with wealth and power, you're supposed to use that wealth and power to do what? Help others who are more fortunate than yourself.
And it never said that you would go broke. Use common sense.
Right.
And then you hear, and I'll say this, the excuse I hear, and maybe I'm being judgmental as well, they give to charities, and I said that means nothing. Because the charities are ran by people that get paid, and a lot of that money do not go to where it's supposed to go. It's been proven.
Exactly. Certainly in the case of Haiti, Sister Hootie, in the case of Haiti, the Red Cross was under indictment for stealing a lot of that money. And, you know, I volunteered for the Red Cross, but the Red Cross was under indictment for stealing the vast reservoir of that money that during the earthquake in 2010.
So 75 to 80% of the money that you send to charitable organizations go into the pockets of the people that are running it. 20% goes to the charity itself.
Exactly.
What I'm gonna say this right quick. What I found out, and I dug up a few years ago, why a lot of these programs don't work that the liberals seem to back. It's nothing wrong with the liberals backing these programs. The reason why it doesn't stay in existence for a long period of time is because it's the people, like you said, Yance, to run it, they get, skim the money. And see, these programs are allotted, which you guys, you brothers know, per year. Every year they're allotted. Let's just say $2.8
million.
And it's distributed. And the people that run it, they're not supposed to make $50,000, $60,000, $70,000 a year. At the most, maybe $35,000, $40,000 a year.
Right.
But they skim off the top. This is why, and then people will say, well, these programs don't work. See, and I said, they're playing in your hands. These programs don't work because people aren't going to get off their behind and do so-and-so. Just like with the homeless, I was looking at a documentary that people are moving and retired of the immigrants and the government full of stuff because the government's saying we need $8 point something million just to build 30 homes. He said, the Caucasian guy said, you full of shit. I said, whoa. He told the mayor.
Right.
You full of He said it doesn't take $8 million to prove my point.
Right.
You can build about 3 to 5,000 homes or more.
Right. Well, you certainly can build more than what that mayor said. I know that for a fact. At the cost of material and the cost of labor, and it's way under. Cottrell worked in that field, and Cottrell can tell you by his working in that field, the cost of labor and material and so on and so forth. $8 million? Come on now. That fella told him, right, you lying.
Yeah. Told him to his face, he full of Samuel Henry Isaac Thomas.
Right.
The difference with Joe. Attitude like Joe. Go ahead, Cottrell.
We live in capitalist America. Why they're so opposed to socialism. Socialism, communism distributes the wealth of the nation to the people, whereas capitalism, it's every man for himself.
Right. Well, y'all remember when we discussed Haiti, Cottrell, and Sister Hootie? And remember I told y'all, I think it was a documentary on, and after the earthquake in Haiti, they would go by some of these restaurants, and the NGOs would be having dinner in the restaurants, eating steak and potato and salad while they were distributing cans of pork and beans and hot dogs to the people that really needed the help.
The same thing happened in the Philippines. When that tsunami hit, the rich people that were there, they didn't really help the people. They were waiting for them to serve them the day after the disaster had happened. You want service? Immediately after the disaster happens, the day after, people lost their families, lost their lives. And you're looking for service. But it is what it is.
Yeah, it is what it is.
Multiple nations on the planet, like Bezos and Gates, they got more money than Haiti, some of these other third world nations combined.
Right.
One family.
And they had never used it for themselves. So what is the purpose? And, you know, we read about this in Job, saying don't put value on gold and things of that nature, silver. You put your value and trust in Yah. That's who you place your value and trust in. But like I said, Cottrell says, and Sister Hootie, you said quite often, following after these people, or these liberals, these Democrats, Republicans, Independents, whatever you want to call them,
yes,
following after these people that are moving in the wrong direction, certainly won't put you in the right direction. That's true. All right. Well, y'all, let's get busy. Let's turn up some leaves. Let's burn some midnight oil. Let's do some bird's eye observation. And not only that, let's apply these things to our life, so help us move in the right, so we can move away from all this madness, this balance, this not taking the poor, taking care of the poor and needy, and so on and so forth. 30 chapter 23 of Job. And may the Most High bless us. Now, Job is saying this in reply to Elizabeth. And he says to Elizabeth, now, Cottrell's right. Some would think that this is a momentary thing and a one-day dimension. But this seems to be appear to happen over the course of days, because he make reference to this day. He said, today again, my complaint is bitter. It must have been a continuum. He said, I'm so sick of this. My strength is spent on account of my groaning, because of my physical ailments and my traumatization because of the loss of my children and my livelihood. I'm just so sick of this. And then you guys are at me again. Would that I, if I only knew how to reach him, would I knew how to reach him, I would call out to him. I wouldn't call out to the LGBTQ. I wouldn't call out to the COVID-19 organization. I wouldn't call out to Mr. Fauci. I wouldn't call out to Joe Biden. I wouldn't call out to Kamala Harris. I wouldn't call out to Black Lives Matter. I wouldn't call out to the Democratic Party, the Republican Party, the Independent Party, and so on and so forth. He knew how to get his answer. He said, but if I only knew how to reach him. But some of us,
he didn't call,
try to, right.
He ain't call Eliphaz, Bildad, or
no,
Eliphaz.
No.
I don't call y'all.
No. He said, He's right. He said, I'm trying to reach out to y'all. And see, we got to learn that. We're reaching out to the wrong things and entities. And think that's going to solve our problem. It only compounds our problem. How to get to his dwelling place. I would set out my case before him and fill my mouth with arguments to the Most High. I will learn what answers he had. I will listen to him. See, some of us don't listen. Job said he would listen what Yah has to say. He said, I didn't say it. Job said, I will learn what answers he had because I will listen to him and know how I would reply. I would study what I would have to say. See, some of us run our mouths off too much that we don't study anything we said. And see, that's why we said the wrong things to the Most High. That's why we said the wrong things to each other. That's why we said the wrong thing to say, because we don't study what we say. And we learn in Proverbs that don't answer a matter before you hear it. But see, a lot of people, they get all into themselves inside feeling what they feeling, but they ain't thinking, they ain't hearing what's saying. And then therefore they don't meditate and come out with a right, they just spit stuff out their mouths. And he said, I'm not going to spit thing out of my mouth. I'm not going to talk out of my feelings. I'm going to listen to Yah. Then I know how I will reply to him. Would he contend with me over, and he's questioning, would Yah contend with me overbearingly? Surely, he would not accuse me of wrongdoing if I didn't do anything wrong. That's what he's suggesting, inferring, and implying. If I didn't do anything wrong, surely he's not going to be overbearing to me. There, the upright would be clear. Now, I'm blameless and I'm right. I'm a righteous man. And there, I'm not going to be cleared by the Democratic Party. I'm not going to be cleared by the gay people party, the Republican Party, the Independent Party, the Black Lives Matter Party, and so on and so forth. They're not going to, Elizabeth not going to clear me. Beldad not going to clear me. Zophar not going to clear me. You know who's going to clear you? You know who's going to clear all of us? Or indict all of us if we did something wrong? Who we should focus our attention on? It's the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub. Job couldn't have said it any crystal clear. I would escape forever from his judgment. But if I go east, he is not there. West, I still do not perceive him. North, since he is concealed, I do not behold him. South, he is hidden. I cannot see him. But he knows the way I take. He said, now, I can't approach y'all. I can go north, south, east, west. I can't find it. But he know where I'm at. He know where you at. He know what you're doing right, and he knows what you're doing wrong. He's got eyes on you. He's omnipresent, omnipotent, and omnipotent. So although I can't find him, he can find me. Would he have saved me? I should emerge pure as gold. I have followed in his tracks. Not you, Elispa. Not you, Baldet. Not you, Zophar. Not you, Yom Suf Arif. I followed in his tracks, keeping his way without swerving. I have not deviated from what his lips had commanded. I have treasured his words more than my daily bread. I take more emphasis on Yah's words than on the food I eat on a day-to-day basis. He is one who can dissuade him. Whatever he desires, Yah does. For he will bring my turn to him. I came, and I'm going to go. Baldet, Zophar, Elizabeth, Yom Suf Arif, you didn't bring me here. You can't end it. He will bring my term to an end. But he has many more such at his disposal. He don't need me. He don't need Yom Suf Arif. He has many much people at his disposal. He don't need nobody. So don't get it twisted thinking, oh, I'm being blameless and righteous. Y'all needs me. Y'all don't need nobody. Y'all don't need Yom Suf Arif. Yom Suf Arif needs y'all. Each of us need y'all. Don't get it twisted anymore. Stop with the nonsense. Therefore, I am terrified as a predator, and rightly so. Rightly so, we should be terrified at his presence. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub don't need the United States of America. It don't need Britain. It don't need Australia. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub don't need anyone. He says, anybody to take my place. So y'all can have somebody on a Real Talk for Real People show next week. Y'all can end my termination here, and ain't nothing I can do about it. I can look for him all day long, north, south, east, west. I ain't nothing special. I don't get beside myself. I get a little knowledge and a little understanding. I say, oh, I'm something special. Y'all need, y'all can terminate me today. And he wouldn't break a sweat over it. Because there's someone always at his disposal that he can use and put in that position. That's why humility comes in play, and you should be terrified. Yom Suf Arif is terrified. Just like that song we used to listen to back in the day. Every breath you take, every step you make, I be watching you. But I don't need you. This is some deep knowledge here, people. To keep you humble, keep you terrified of Yah, and keep you entrenched that you don't deviate from his teaching. Yom Suf, Yah don't need you. And he don't. Yom Suf, you ain't nothing special, and I ain't. Yom Suf, you better stay on the right and narrow, and I better. Because otherwise, I have something to be terrified about. even much more than terrified, because he is who he is. When I consider all these things I just spoke to you in the above book, I dread him. We should. Stop taking y'all like he's some old man sitting on a throne. He's some old fuddy-duddy that changes his mind every which just because your enemy says so. Just because your enemy said, oh, he's just an old fool. We got something new here. Oh, he don't know what he's doing. We got something new here. Oh, he don't keep up with the times. We got something new here. Don't buy into that nonsense. Y'all is forever new. And he ain't no old fuddy-duddy. And he don't know what's going on. And he don't know what to do anything about it. And you should dread him. Yah has made me faint-hearted. And you should be faint-hearted. If you ain't, something ain't right with you. Shaddai has terrified me. Job is certainly correct. And the Almighty should terrify you too. Stop letting your enemy inundate you with a bunch of nonsense. Oh, that's outdated. That's dinosaurs. We got something modern we made up. This is going to work for you. Forget about Shaddai. Forget about the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yahweh. You shouldn't be scared of him. You better be scared of us. We're running things, and we create religions for you, too. Join one of them. Yeah, join one of them. We accept everybody. Gay folks, child pedophilia, wife beaters, wife killers, husband killers, murders. We just, in this new thing, we just love everybody. And it shouldn't terrify you. Because you ain't learning nothing. But it shouldn't terrify you. You can kill each other in school and come back the next day. It shouldn't terrify you. Come on, man. Come on, stop it. Job knew. You should know. Yah is the same today, tomorrow, and forever. It doesn't change. And just because you get into something new, that ain't going to change y'all. Yet, I'm not cut off by the dark. I'm not completely in the dark. Beldad, Elisapha, Zophar, I may be totally confused what's going on, but here's my hope. I'm doing right things. I'm doing blameless things. I'm helping widow women. I'm helping feed the hungry. I've employed many of people. I ain't said no cuss words to you guys. I just got you off my back. So in my confidence, in my acknowledgement of Yah, what I know about Yah, the great I am, I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing. I'm not in completely dark about this. I'm confused, yes. I don't really know what's going on. As you don't either. That's why you're pontificating and being dogmatic. Name call me all kind of bad guys and whatnot, putting allegations on me and so on and so forth. But my confidence is not in you, Beldad. It is not in you, Elisapha. It is not in you, Zophar. And it certainly ain't in you, Yom Suf, our reaping. You ain't here yet. My confidence, my redemption, my salvation is in the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaakov. And there I have some semblance of hope and some light. I'm not completely left in the dark. And in conclusion, he says, he has concealed the gloom from me. I'm not completely over inundated. I'm not completely overwhelmed as in She-Hulk. I'm still here. I'm still standing. Although I'm ugly looking with these boils from the top of my head to the bottom of my feet. They're bleeding and busting and pus is running. My bowels are losing themselves. I don't smell that good. Although my servants have turned their back on me. Although my wife has broken bad on me. Although my eldest children are no longer with us. although my livelihood has been stolen away. I'm not in Sheol yet. I have an opportunity. As long as I'm living right now, I'm not totally inundated with Sheol. And I have confidence in Yah. I have trust in Yah. I have hope in Yah that he will redeem me and validate me and set this matter right. Praise Yah. Katriel, Sister Yehudi, praise Yah. You have the mic.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Well, I would say that Job has no intention to go to Sheol
because
that's the final destination of the wicked.
Exactly.
You got to remember, Job said, hide me in the ground, for your wrath pass. And then when all that wrath pass and I call on you, you'll answer me.
Hallelujah.
But, there's a lot he's saying in this chapter where he's figured out that he's going through a test.
Right.
I don't know if you picked it up, but
right. Okay.
It says in my book that he says, but he knows the way I take, which is true, because Yah knows all the ways of everybody that he created.
Right.
When he has tested me, I shall come forth as gold. So he has
what verse you had, Katri?
That's verse 10.
Okay, yeah. He knows the way I take. Okay, yeah.
When he has tested me, I shall come forth as gold. Why? Because my foot has held fast to his steps. And I've kept his way and not turned aside.
And not turned aside.
I have not, check this out, watch this. I have not departed from the commandment of his lips. Now, a lot of Israelites would think that's the law of Moses. As soon as you see the commandment, oh, that's the law of Moses. No, that's not the law of Moses. What the Most High was telling Job to do, Job was following everything Yah commanded him to do.
Hallelujah.
The law of Moses is not written, but Yah was giving out commands, wasn't he?
Exactly.
Because Job didn't depart from what? The commandment of his lips. I have treasured the words of his mouth. So Yah was speaking way before he spoke to the prophets of Israel. And the people heard them more than my necessary food. So he wanted Yah's word in his ear more than he wanted food in his mouth. So we don't know how he was getting the word of Yah, whether it was direct or through writings or inspiration. But he had a connection with Yah where he was hearing Yah, and he knew what Yah was saying.
Exactly. I'm glad you pointed that out, Katriel, verse 10. So I think they need to understand the dynamic of what's going on here. Job trusts in Yah, and Yah being Yah, who he is, forever and a day, I'm the same. You know, I don't change. You know, so I'm glad you pointed that out, Katriel.
Yes.
So he'd rather be speaking to Yah face to face than talking to his friend.
Yes.
And that's what he's going to do.
Because mine says sway. I have not swayed. Same thing, but I like that. Well, no, I have not strayed from the command of his lips. I have treasured the words of his mouth more than my daily portion.
So we call it the Real Talk for Real People show an archaeological historical treasure hunt. And what are we hunting for? The word of Yah. God's word is treasure. We should be.
Amen, brother. Hallelujah.
You and I were kind of thinking on the same vein, Katriel, because I said I was going to bring that up. But hey.
Fun.
Yeah.
I beat you to the punch.
But I'm glad you did. You know, that's my thing. We don't have a problem with that on this line.
No.
We congratulate people. It's like, it's a beautiful thing when I say, oh, I was going to say that. That lets me know we in one accord.
We're
I'm not even
that.
Upset. There
We're
you go.
That, and there's no ego run amok here. I think there is humility here. There's dread for the Most High. So there's no ego run amok. And so it's all about the Most High. And therein lies our treasure, huh? The dynamics of this treasure. Right.
And that's a beautiful thing. I'm sorry, Kat.
I wanted to emphasize the point that the presence of Yah is terrifying.
You better believe
it. He said, therefore, I am terrified at his presence. And even though he's terrified at his presence, he'd rather face Yah's terrifying presence than talk to his friend. Why? Because he knows he's going to get clarity with Yah. Yah's not going to make the same accusations that his friends are making. And when he's talking to Yah, it will be the beginning of his healing process. So he's trying to find Yah in his search as he's talking to his friend.
Right.
We have to know that Yah's presence is terrifying. How do we know that? Because we know that the angel's presence is terrifying. All you got to do is read the book of Daniel. When the angel came to Daniel, the people felt the presence of the angel. They didn't see him, but they ran from his presence. And Daniel, in the presence of the angel, couldn't even stand up.
Yeah, that Daniel was like he was hit with one of them things that they shock you with. What the police shot? A taser. Yeah.
Tasers, yeah.
And that'll detector is what you were looking for.
Mm-hmm.
Going into high school with a gun. Where's the metal detector?
Mm-hmm.
Right, so theory, where's the metal detector?
Mm-hmm.
How does a 15-year-old bring a gun into a school?
Crazy, Godrell. Crazy. I mean, we didn't have no metal detectors in school. Didn't nobody frisk us or anything. Wasn't nobody frisking you or stuff like that. Things have changed. Dynamics. Only thing changed, y'all hadn't changed. But these people definitely have changed.
Because, like we said, we're living in a violent society.
Mm-hmm.
People don't want to admit it, but it's obvious.
Yeah, it's true. They might not want to admit it, sincerely, but it's true.
Right.
It debunks the concept of Christianity.
Right.
Because if Jesus died for the sins of the world, he didn't do a good job because there's more violence now than there's ever been.
Right.
You better believe it.
And it's only getting worse.
Yep.
It's not getting any better. Only getting worse.
Certainly is, Godrell. Certainly is, fellow students. And that's why we're trying to say on these research that we do, these archaeology research on Real Talk for Real People show, not to make you feel good or make you feel bad. It's just to help you find the right information. You don't have the right information. If you don't have the right information, when you step off, you're going to step off wrong. But if you got the right information and you dread Yah, when you step off, you're going to step off right. We just want to help you step off right and stop stepping off wrong and not being in dread and fear of Yah because they told you you ain't got to fear him no more. He's gone. He's gone with the wind. He's old. He can't do anything. He's old fuddy-duddy. He's falling off the throne. He's drooling at his step on the mouth. He's changed, you know, and you can do whatever you want to do. You can have sex with anything. You can have sex with a monkey tomorrow. You know, we'll put that in a grouping. You know, you can have sex with a goat tomorrow. We'll put that in a grouping. We'll put that letter in there too. Come on. Stop it. Please stop it. That insanity, look at the evidence, does not lie. Look at the universe as we speak.
Yeah.
The evidence is crystal clear. Something is amiss, and it's not Yah. It's us. Go ahead, Sushi Hoodie and Katria.
I take back what I said in regards to Job having an AK-47. He probably wouldn't use it.
No, he wouldn't.
Yeah, and he probably wasn't strong enough to hold it. But I know what you were saying.
he had balls in the head. He couldn't even hold it.
Right.
He said, ouch.
Right. You know, but where his strength was because he didn't sin out of his mouth. He acknowledged the creator and maker of all things.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
And that's more powerful than any AK-47.
Hallelujah. But you know, Yehudi, Sister Yehudi, I'm glad you pointed that out to the students. That, you know, when you said he probably couldn't hold it, when you were saying that, I can imagine the boys, the top of his head, they were everywhere, all over his body. So that would include the bottom of his feet, the palms of his hand, the back of his hand, under his arm. I mean, all over. That hurt me to even think about it.
Listen. People that don't have the qualities of Joe would have got up with an AK-47 all in boils and blew their friends away.
Yeah.
Pain or no pain.
Look at it that way, too.
And he would have said, this is going to hurt me more than it hurts you.
Contrail, be quiet. Hallelujah. Contrail. Thank you, Contrail. Thank you, Sister Hootie, for sharpening us. And we're sharpening the fellow students. But Katria do have a lovely song to walk us down. It's not a drink. It's the word of Yah to help walk us down.
Well, actually, it's the word of our ancient father to our king, the Most High Yah. Their connection with him, their spiritual understanding of where they should be with him, and how we should just redirect our steps in order to reconnect with him. Just like Job, seeking Yah, finding out where Yah at, you know, with all the problems I got, I can just talk to Yah directly.
Exactly.
If it had not been. Hallelujah. Go ahead, Katria.
We have another song by a great king, King David.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a song of ascent. Exactly what I was talking about. How do you leave your spiritual side to connect with Yah? The song of ascent. These are kind of songs that you make affirmations, right? Everybody know what an affirmation is, right?
Say it.
Oh, it's something that you say that's positive, that you repeat over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
I'll give you an example. Nothing is impossible.
That's
say
affirming.
That 10 times a day.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing is impossible.
I can do everything. All right.
These psalms here are psalms of ascent. These are psalms that you should meditate on and by your whole, your spirit to connect with your creator. Praise Yah. Give thanks to our King, King David, and these lovely songs that he composed for us and for himself and for the world. Psalms 124. If Yah had not been on his side, let Israel now say, say it, Israel, if Yah had not been on our side, when men came up against us, then they would have devoured us alive. When their anger burned against us, then the floodwaters would have overwhelmed us. The torrents would have flooded over us. The swollen waters would have swept us away. Way, right? We would have been on reservation, and y'all be looking for us, right? Had our enemy had his way. But guess what?
Mm-hmm.
We know that God is on our side, right?
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
The main ingredient made a song. Remember that song they made?
What? What was that?
Rolling down a mountainside.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Winners and losers. Fight when you know you're right.
The main ingredient.
Well, the one I remember, the main ingredients, was everybody plays the fool sometimes. No exact to the reason.
It doesn't matter. Rolling down a mountainside. We got strength. And we got pride, because God is on our side. God
everybody
is on side.
Plays the fool.
God is on our
sometimes.
Side. God is on our side. In our song, rolling
down.
We
don't know Katriel, because I don't know that one.
We don't know that one. That's what
well,
you're telling
but
me.
But I do know this, Katriel. If they're without Yah, they playing the fool.
Oh, yeah. Everybody play the fool. Everybody playing the fool right now. Because you're a fool. If you're not chasing the treasures we chasing. What treasures we chasing? The word of the Most High. And if you don't know it, you're in trouble.
Amen, brother. Amen.
But we know we can testify just wanna testify. Yeah. Y'all been on our side. If it had not been Yahoo was on our side, our enemies would have devoured us alive. Like they're still trying to do. They're still trying to devour us alive. It says, blessed be Yah. That's what we need to do. Bless Yah, oh my soul. Bless Yah. Bless those that bless you. You want blessings from Yah? You must bless Yah. How can I bless Yah? Oh, with your word, purity of heart. Blessed be Yah, who did not give us as prey to their teeth.
Uh-huh.
We had escaped. That's why we on Blog Talk, Real Talk for Real People show. We ain't on our plantations picking cotton from can't see sun up to can't see sun down.
Yeah, because the being escaped like a bird. We escaped like a bird.
Of the hunter's trap. Are they still trying to hunt us? Yeah. They're still trying to hunt us. They hunted the brother down. Just jogging through
the snare was broken, though, Cartier.
I know. I know. It's still broken.
Yeah.
The traps don't work, do they?
And we have escaped.
Yeah. Oh. And where did that help come from?
In the name of Yah.
It came from where?
In the name of the Most High Yah.
Okay.
Maker of the heaven and the earth. The maker.
That Lord, in the name of the Lord.
In the name of Yah.
In the name of the Lord.
In the name of Yah.
In this translation, in the name of the Lord. People get confused when they read that. They think it's some man that was born to a woman, a virgin. If he was born to a virgin, how did he make the heavens and the earth?
Right.
Doesn't a baby need to be trained how to walk and talk and all that?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody plays a pool
sometimes. Do you know the name of the maker of heaven and earth? And his name ain't Big Ben. It ain't Big Bang.
Some say Yahweh, some say Yehovah, some say Ahaya.
What did Job say?
E-L-O-A-H.
Shut up.
God Almighty. El Shaddai. God
El Shaddai?
Almighty.
Yeah, Shaddai. The Almighty.
El Shaddai.
But it's not El Shaddai. It's El Shaddai.
Almighty.
El Shaddai.
El Shaddai. God Almighty. A lot of people know him by that name. The Almighty.
The Almighty.
El Shaddai. Shaddai. El Shaddai.
If you didn't know, now you know. El Shaddai.
And he is Almighty, to be able to create the heavens and the earth.
Hallelujah.
You messing with a force playing around.
Exactly.
Amen. Man can't create heaven and earth. You can't even look at the sun for 3 minutes straight, much less create it. A man born of a woman made the sun. All right. Go ahead with yourself.
Go ahead on with your bad self. All right. So, Shehudi, do you have any commentaries on what Katriel just, that beautiful song?
That we have to remember, every day when we wake up, when I wake up, I talk to the Creator. Sit up in bed and think about my course of life. Thankful that I have a roof over my head right now. And I got food. Those are the basics. Even though I can talk about all that's wrong, but I realize what's wrong and what's right is walking in the name, walking in the power. I mean, you walk in the power. You humble yourself. Oh, and ask him, please protect me, that I harm no one and no one harms me.
Hallelujah.
That I walk in you in protection, that I can be the light, And please show mercy on me when I'm wrong. When you chastise me, please be merciful.
Amen.
Nothing wrong in asking to be merciful, because when he chastises you, you are chastised.
You better believe it.
You know. So I thank him.
You and me both. You and me both.
Yeah.
Praise him. Cartrell, do you, thank you, Sister Judy. Cartrell, what is your closing remarks on that beautiful song you just shared with us?
I mean, it just shows the brilliance, the genius of our King, King David.
Mm-hmm.
Not only did he pray for himself in the various prayers that we've read, that he's composed, he always has the nation and our people on his mind, because this prayer is talking about us, our side, us, right?
Exactly.
This whole song, outside and us. It ain't me and my and I. It's about our side. He's talking about the whole nation, which shows that he's a man who loved his people and had the concern of his people in his heart. It wasn't just about him, because it could have been just about him.
Mm-hmm.
In his prayers, you see his concern for all of our people. And this is the type of mindset that we have to have. It ain't just about you. It ain't just about me. It's about us and what's going on with all of our people. If my people are hurting, I'm hurting. Right?
Amen.
So we have to be in the mindset of our King.
Right. And the lamb back of what Sister Hootie says and what Cartrell said, most importantly, what our King David said. No, you may not be able to help everybody in this nation, mm-hmm. but there may be somebody you can help in this nation. And if you can do so, exercise, stretch out the help you can. Do the best you can with what you got. I assure you, based upon my own experience and observation, it works for you. Be concerned, as Katria alluded to, much more. It ain't about you. It ain't about Yom Suf. It's about the Most High and our relationships with him and each other. Let that be of some value to you if you learned anything tonight. And if you can help us, help us. Sometimes you can't. Sometimes the only thing you can offer is a prayer. That being said, offer that. That's the least you can offer. And most importantly, that may be the best you can offer under the circumstances.
Yes, it's about we and our, the whole prayer, us,
exactly.
We and our.
Exactly.
We have escaped like a bird from the hunter's snare. The trap is broken and we have escaped. Our help is in the name of Yah, the maker of heaven and earth. It ain't about me. My help, yeah, Yah's my help. He helped me. He's my friend. But it ain't just about me. It's our help and we and us and our side. Are you on our side? The side that's pursuing Yah and our nationality.
Mm-hmm.
That's the side you should be on.
No, Katriel. Sister, I don't want them on our side. I want them on Yah's side. Okay. Don't be on my side. You be on Yah's side. Because that's the side we're on. So don't be on Yom Su's side. Don't be on Cartrell's side. Don't be on Yehuda's side. Be on Yah's side, because that's the side we're on. Okay? All right. Cartrell.
I was going to say.
Go ahead, Sister Judy.
Okay. I'm thankful to Most High, really, seriously, that my son wasn't badly hurt when he got hit by a drunk driver. That his life was spared, even though he has back issues. But he's doing all what he can in his body. He's a good guy. He's stepped up. I'm thankful to Most High that he's really stepped up the plate tremendously. And I thank him for having my firstborn as a male. And he's doing really great. I got to give it to him. He's a good dad, too. He takes care of those sons. And
well,
I have to give a shout. I'm thankful.
Praise God. Well, thank you, Sister Hootie, for sharing that with us. Thank you, Katria, for sharing with us. Thank you, fellow students, for sharing together with us to search out, to do due diligence and morally obligated to search out Yah and these archaeology finds. And you found these things right along with us. Why not put them into practice? Why not practice what you you didn't search out? Apply it to your life.
Practice what you preach.
Practice what you didn't search out. I started that, but I cut that short. What you didn't search out.
Right.
I didn't want to do no Barry White on y'all. Hey, hey, there's something wrong with me. No, I didn't want to do that on. But look here, check this out. We love y'all. So Shahudi, Katriel, and I, we love y'all. That's why we're here Monday through Friday doing the same thing, day after day, going on an archaeological search with you. Not only to help you, but it helps us too, I assure you. But we do offer you parting gifts. No, we don't come to our doors knocking looking for them. You can't get them from us. Go to the Most High in prayer tonight and ask the Most High in prayer, because this will help facilitate your study, help solidify your relationship with y'all, a new spirit and a new heart. Ask the Most High for a new spirit and a new heart. And ask him, in addition to that, we have a consolation prize. Ask the Most High, do not let any inequity have dominion over you. It's going to work for you. I guarantee you. And that new heart would be like someone like King Darwin. The Most High said he's a man after my own heart. What should that tell you? That's the kind of heart you need to be getting. So Shahudi loves you. Katriel loves you. Yom Suf loves you. Learn to love yourselves, okay? Katriel, Sushi Hootie, y'all got something to say to the people before we go?
God bless you. Lala Tov. Good night. Fabi Blood.
Shalom, family. Love you.
We love y'all. May the Most High bless you. Shalom and good night.
I feel just like a kite, but one without a string. One that is floating around, I don't know what tomorrow will bring. I feel just like a bird, but one without a home. One that is floating over endless oceans, empty horizons, no rest in sight. What does it mean? When you say you wanna be free, free to sing, free to dance, free to let someone take a glance in a world that's free of me, then you say you're moving on, then you say I've got other plans. Moving in the wrong direction, yeah. You're moving in the wrong direction, so far away from me. I wish my mama was here. a strong, strong, steady road. She would know what to do, what to say, how to pray to make things better. What does it mean when you say you want to be free? Free to sing, free to dance, free to let someone take a glance in a world that's free of me. You're moving in the wrong direction, moving in the wrong direction. Well, you're moving away, so far away, so far away from me, oh. Well, you're moving,